Mind and Body.
Writer Karen Anderson.
When I was young and single, I lived in Chicago for a few years and worked in an office downtown. Every day at noon, I grabbed my book and my lunch and found a place where I could read and eat. My book was called Contemporary American Poetry, and I read a couple of poems every day, savoring the words and searching for the meanings. My lunch was a slice of bologna or American cheese and a bottle of Diet Pepsi. In an effort to stay thin, I neglected my body while I fed my mind. I didn't think about that then. When I was growing up, the body was treated like a kind of machine that you hauled around and maintained, but which was separate from thoughts and feelings. If I caught a cold, my mother blamed wet feet or somebody's germs, certainly not worry or sadness. It would take me years to learn that mind and body are inseparable, that they nourish or starve each other. I still take contemporary American poetry off the shelf, even though it isn't contemporary anymore. I also eat a healthier lunch. Words and meanings, fruits and vegetables, soul food.